Dog Run Downtown is our community STEM day. It is a free event for the whole community. We invite you all, everyone, to play, to explore, to learn with hands-on science, technology, engineering, and math activities.
I've always found it to be just very informational, and I always learn something.
Yeah, and that's part of it. It is showing our community what we do at Dog Run, and we do that through, you know, not just activities like make your own ice cream or make your own slime, but we also bring in our robots, 3D printing, liquid nitrogen, drones, underwater robotics, just so that the community themselves can see a little bit about what Dog Run does, what our scientists and engineers do for the warfighters.
You also open it up, and it's a great opportunity for students, for some schools to come in.
So we do bus in some schools for a free field trip. But it is open to the community, so parents, families, neighbors, anybody can come out and participate. The schools, we try to bring in more and more schools every single year, because who doesn't like a free field trip? And it's a great way for the students to be engaged in STEM in an early age.
For you guys, this has to be nice. Just, I mean, you're coming out from outside the walls, and you're able to really kind of show off and show some things to the community that again, we often don't see or may not know about.
It really gives our community a glimpse into what Dog Run does and how our work connects back to real world innovation. It also gives kids the opportunity to imagine themselves as a future engineer, scientist, or problem solver. We did bring in some new activities this year. We have a larger display of Dog Run's history in collaboration with our history museum. And we've also are going to be launching our new mobile STEM trailer that will feature a 3D printer activity for this event on Friday.
Wow.
So those are just two new things that we have this year.
Talk a little bit about that, a STEM trailer, because that I would seem is as much as you do and is in depth with things that you do, to be able to put, you know, to be able to have, you know, kind of a mobile thing like that will be great for this event, and I would think other events.
So our goal with that is to bring our trailer to different educators, different schools, and so that they can showcase different activities like Lego spike kicks, kits, robotics, 3D printing. We have laptops in there for them to use. We're going to try to throw as much STEM into the trailer as possible, and then that will be available for educators in our area to really bring some of their curriculum to life.
What is a Lego spike kit?
It is a robotics kit that students can actually code to grasp things, move things. It's very cool. You can purchase them online. And they make great Christmas gifts, actually, after students and parents interact with them. How many students then ask their parents for it for Christmas? And again, that spark of curiosity. If we can get one child interested in robotics and coding in that way with a Lego spike kit, then we've set out to what we do.
And that's the thing, to look at the face of kids with some of the displays and some of the things that you bring, you do really see that awe, and you do wonder, you know, is this going to be the spark that, you know, maybe later in life that, you know, and as they grow up, they want to get involved.
Yeah, and that spark is exactly what I love, that spark of curiosity that you see with the students. Even if one student goes home thinking, I want to do this when I grow up, we've made the impact that we set out to do.
So, Brooke, it's at the Old Silk Mill on Friday, 11 to 5.
It's free. It's fun. It's for all ages. And we invite everyone to come join us. Come hang out with us.
The community has embraced it. And those of you at Dog Run have, too.
Yes. Yeah. We couldn't do this without our local community members, without our educators willing to put together field trips to bring their students. And we couldn't do it without our scientists and engineers at Dog Run taking time out of their busy days to come and support this event and really show up for our community in this way.
We often don't think that. I mean, it's a field trip for the kids, but it's also kind of a field trip for some of the engineers and the people at Dog Run to get out of the office and really be in the community.
Yeah, we love interacting with the students. We love to find new ways to do so, and this is a unique opportunity that we don't just get to go to one school. We get to go see many schools in one setting, as well as the public.
So again, 11 to 5 on Friday, Dog Run downtown at the Old Silk Mill in Fredericksburg. Really a great chance to check out Dog Run.
Yes, yeah. We invite you all, and we can't wait to see you.